Hello, everybody. This is my name is Juan Sosa. I'm also known as the Mexican, and this is my first time doing one of these little demos. So please excuse my my mistakes. I'm a little nervous, but I'll try to you know, do a good job for you guys. I would also like to thank Larry for allowing me to post my little demo on his awesome podcast of Cool Tech. I barely started listening to podcasts myself not too long ago, and I really enjoyed all of you contributions. And Larry, I enjoy, you know, yours as well. Nice to meet everyone. And Larry, even though I don't know you, nice to meet you. And a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is Juan Sosa, and I am originally from Mexico, the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, to be correct. And I'm currently living in the state, here in the States, in the United States, in the state of New Mexico, which is about 6 hours from a city called, the state of Texas, but the city of El Paso. And if you add another hour, you'd be in the border of Mexico, which is my hometown. So we're about 6 hours going south, away from Texas. I have three brothers and three sisters, and I'm the youngest of seven, and I'm the only one here in the States. All of my family live in Mexico, in Chihuahua, and I have my oldest brother who lives in Mexico City. So anyway, today what I wanted to do is, yesterday I was looking for a program that would allow me to actually back up my Outlook Express info, and I came across a program. I seen programs that will actually do a good job at it by backing up your Outlook, your favorites, and your contacts from within your Windows address book. But one program that I found that caught my attention, it's a program that will actually back up your documents folder if the need arises. The name of the program is called Easy Backup for Outlook Express. In the latest version that they have, which as a matter of fact was released yesterday, is version 1.7. And the name of the website where you can take a look at this program. They have other programs in there that I haven't really take a look at them, but this specific program, you can find it at http://www.softheap, that's softheap, like Paul, .com/oebackup.html. Again, that's softheap.com/oebackup.html. And the price of it, it is actually $34 for the program itself, but believe me you, this program is very well worth the money, because when I installed it, I wasn't sure if I was going to have to use the JAWS or the Windowize cursor to use the program, which I didn't mind. But I was pleasantly surprised to find out that with this program, you need no scripts whatsoever. The tab key will do the trick. The Alt key will show you the menus. So basically, it works good out of the box with both. With JAWS and Windowize. I'm using JAWS 7.0 and Windowize 5.5, but I don't think it matters what you know, what version of JAWS you have. The other cool thing about this program, with this release, is it's gonna work with all types of Windows. You know, 95, 98, 2000, ME, XP. So no one is limited here. So I say let's begin and get started. I'll give my contact info in case any of you would like to contact me with any questions. I'll, you know, for sure be glad to help. So let me get ready here and let's get started. And I hope, you know, all of you guys enjoy this little demo. Okay, everybody. So basically, we are where I already installed the program. Okay, when you run it, the regular installation, you know, procedure comes up. Nothing fancy. Just install it like that, the default. So now let's go check around the program and let's explore the program and see what we can find out here. In my case, I saved it. It's on the Start Menu Programs Accessories. You can choose to save it wherever.
Start Menu.
So let's go over here.
P Programs Pickle Dump. A Accessories Pickle Dump. 3D Lift 2M Registering Mechanic 2M 3D Lift Pickle Dump. Accessories Pickle Dump. Accessibility Pickle Dump. Install Readme R Easy Outlook Express Makeup LP.
Okay, we have the Easy Outlook.
Easy Outlook Express Makeup LP.
Easy Outlook Express Backup Help. And that help is pretty good. You can actually click on it and you know, you can select what you want help with. Okay, that works pretty good. You go up arrow once.
Easy Outlook Express Backup.
Easy Outlook Express Backup. So you hit enter there.
Menu closed.
Play ball!
Easy Outlook Express Backup. No selected item. Let's view.
Okay, and basically where you are is you are on you, the program opens up and you can, like I said, you can use the Alt key for this purpose. But for now, we'll go ahead and stay with the Tab key. So let me hit the Tab key once.
Backup button.
Backup. That's when you want to do a backup. You hit enter there. And you would the standard, you know, I'll show you what comes up, but that's one way. You can also use the Alt key, but we're using the Tab for now. So we'll hit Tab again.
Restore button.
Restore. That's when you want to restore your backup that you previously made.
Delete button.
Delete. Delete. That's when you want to delete a backup, because you can, like, when if you keep backing up, you're gonna have several backups. So eventually, you might want to delete an old backup. And just use the previous one, you know. So Tab.
Explore button.
Explore. That's when you want to explore the backups that you have. Like, you can actually see the day when the backup was created. You can actually see how big the backup is. So we'll hit the OK.
Options button.
Options. Options is where you can go and set up the program, you know, to your desire. And one cool thing about this program is that with this program, you can actually encrypt the backups. You can put a password. You can have multiple users use the program, but each user will have its own folder. So you can encrypt your backups, and you can put a password on it. But the thing about it is, if you put a password and you later on want to come back, and if you don't know the password, well, you might be into a little trouble there. So, but that's an option, to put a password.
Home button.
Home. That home will actually take you to the website where you can, you know, read about the program or about the other programs they have, or contact support. Tab one more time.
Help button.
Help. That's, you know, when you want help about the program or some explanation of a certain topic of within the program. Tab.
No selected item. Let's view.
And we're back. So that's basically what it is. It's the interface. Its interface is actually very simple, but it's, in my opinion, is very powerful. I used other backup programs, but honestly, in my opinion, this is the first one that has actually worked this good and out of the box without scripts or without, you know, tweaking it on the sense to make it work. You know, because the settings, you can set up the settings that you want. Sometimes you want to use your GFW or weak cursor if you want to see what's on the screen. But that's, you know, that's optional. So now we can hit the Alt key. If we hit the Alt key once, we'll hear
File Pickle Dump.
File. Okay, and we'll go down arrow to see what's under File.
Backup.
Backup. See, that's the other backup that we saw over there when hitting the Tab key. Down arrow one more time.
Restore BKSP.
Restore, same thing.
Delete detail.
Delete, same thing.
Explore EF4.
Explore, same thing.
Options or Control O.
Options, and he's saying options, let me see.
Options or Control O.
Control O, so that might be a shortcut. So see, this program may actually have shortcuts already for us. So we'll continue down arrow.
Exit,
that's to exit the program.
Backup preempt.
So then let's go back to
menu close. No select tab.
Let's close it and go back to file.
File up button.
And now let's go right arrow to see what other menus we see here.
Web W button.
Web W. Let's go down arrow here.
Home control H.
Home.
Software control S.
Softwares.
Context C control U.
Is it contacts or contacts?
Context C control U.
I think it's contact.
Home control H.
And home. So we're back at home.
Menu close. No select tab. Let's view. File up button.
File. Right arrow.
Web W button.
Web. Right arrow.
Help page button.
Help. Help. We can go down there and see what's here.
Content C control F1.
Okay, contents.
Help page F1.
Help.
About the control B.
About.
Content C control F1.
And that's it. Okay.
Menu so close. Then, no select tab. File up button.
File.
Web W button.
Web. And remember, I'm going right arrow.
Help page button.
Help.
System button.
System.
File up button.
And file. Okay. The only thing that's missing here that I didn't see is actually the options.
Break up the options or control O.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. See? I'm learning about it too as I, demonstrate it here. So that's cool. Okay, the option here is under file. So you can get to option different ways. You can get under file or you can get to options with the tab key. So let's go to options and see what's here.
Menu closed. Options. More info. Button.
Okay, let's let me find a start point here.
Help. Button. Cancel. Button. More info. Button. More info. Button. More info. Button.
Okay.
Change. Button. Change. Button.
Change. Button. That change button is for the password that you wanna that you may wanna have on your backups folder. Let me use the screen. I'm using Windows here, remember? But let me read what's on the screen so we can see what's going on.
Top left, program access, group box. Anyone can use the program, no password protection. Radio button checked, disabled. More info button. Protect the program with the password symbol. Radio button unchecked, disabled. Encryption, group box. Do not encrypt or break a file, no encryption. Radio button checked, disabled. More info, button, more info, button. Encrypt or break a file with a password symbol. Radio button, unchecked, disabled. Decryption, group box. Allow me manually enter my passwords on decrypting. Radio button, checked, disabled. More info, button. Always use this password on decrypting symbol. Radio button, unchecked, disabled. Password, group box. This is your password. Default, change, button, default, change, button. Reset, button, reset, button. Breakup folder, group box. Breakups will be stored in user profile folders. Default, button, browse, button. Okay, button, okay, button, cancel, button, cancel, button.
So that's all we have on the screen. Basically, the first thing when you hit enter on options and you hear
more info button, more info button, more info button.
Those are just buttons that they deal with what we read on the screen. If you wanna check any of those buttons, for that purpose, you might need to use your cursor to check on the radio buttons because I can see the radio buttons don't talk. But. The button they say disable for the simple fact that that's the default. But if you go with your cursor, JFW or Wii cursor, you can check the box, that corresponds to whatever you want to do. Now, if you heard, the program says that it will put the folders on user profiles. Now, what I did is I made a folder inside my C drive and I called it my backups. So what I did is I had the program actually save my backups in the folder that I chose.
More info.
So,
more info.
Okay. So
change.
We have change.
Reset. Button. Reset.
Reset. That one talks.
Edit box. Backup folder.
Backup folder. That there's nothing there because he said that as a default he saves it on the users folder. That's where it's gonna save him. So if you tap.
Default button. Default button.
Default.
Browse button, browse button.
Browse. That browse button is so that you can browse and tell it, okay, I want you to save my backups here or here or here. So if we tap.
Okay, button.
Okay.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Help button.
Help.
More info button.
More info. So the only things that don't talk in options are the more info button, which corresponds to setting up the password, encrypting your backups, which honestly, I don't know if you want to deal with. If you do, very easy, simply use the just cursor or Windowized cursor and check whatever radio button you want to check. Honestly, I wouldn't put a password, but that's personal preference. So let's go back to browse with the shift tab.
Help button, cancel button,
and we'll hit enter on browse.
Okay, button,
hit enter or spacebar, whichever.
Browse button, space. Okay, button, dialogue, browser folder, select folder for your backups, my computer, make new program, button, default, okay, button, cancel, button.
Okay, So then, you know, as easy as that, and then we just go and choose a folder. Like I said, mine is saving the C drive under, I named it my backups. You can put it in your documents or wherever.
Make new folder button. Okay, but make new select folder for your backups. My computer expanded 9 items.
So I go to my computer, and then I go to my C drive.
3 flop field. Local disk C closed. 2. My computer expanded 32. Volta 8. M. My documents closed. M. My download files 12. M. My downloads closed. M. My games closed. M. My music closed. M. My shape folder 16. M. My backups closed 17. 32.
Okay, and I got my backups there. See, the reason why it's saying close is because I already have a backup in here that I made yesterday. So, but you know, if you don't have anything, you just make the folder and you select it. But like I said, I have one over here. That's why it says close.
My backups expanded 1 item 17. 32.
See, it says one item.
One. My backups expanded 1 item 17 of 32. Okay. Depth 3.
And then if you name it my backups, when you save your backup, it'll actually save it under whatever the name of your user is of Windows. Like mine, you know, Juan. That's why it says if I go down arrow.
One. Depth 4.
That's a folder. So that's where it says my backups.
My backups expanded 1 item.
Okay. So now I selected a folder. Now I tap.
Make new folder button. Okay. Button. Cancel button. Cancel button.
Ab okay and cancel.
Select folder for your backups. More backups. Expanded. 1 item 17 of 32. Depth 3. Preview.
Okay. So then I tap to OK and hit Enter. Spacebar.
Make new folder. OK button. Space options. Browse button.
Okay. So now if I tap.
OK button.
I mean Shift tab. Sorry.
Browse button.
One more time.
Default button.
One more time.
Edit box. Backup folder. See more backups.
So that's it. Now we selected what folders we want. So now we tap to OK and hit Enter. Spacebar.
Default. Browse button. OK button. Space, Easy Outlook Express Backup, 5.1065.28nm, size, 269,129,966, 1, list view.
Well, it's talking about a backup that I already have there, that if I tab now,
Backup button.
Okay, remember, before when we tab and it said no selected item, that's because there was nothing in there, it was like a blank space, but now, if we shift tab,
5.1065.28nm, size, 269,129,966, 1, list view.
So you have a list view of all your backups. So if I had more than one, I can down arrow to it or up arrow.
5.1065.28nm, size 269,129,966, 1, 1.
So then if I wanted to, I don't know, you know, delete it or restore it, I can just tap.
Backup button. Caps on. Restore button.
Oh, sorry, I hit the cap key accidentally.
Caps off.
So we have restore.
Delete button.
Delete.
Explore button.
And explore. So basically, that's what the program is. So let's do a backup for the purpose of backing up. I'm going to the backup, depending on how much stuff you have, it may take a little while. So I'm going to, you know, pause the recording. I'm going to pause it, and then I'll come back when it's done because it takes about 15, 20 minutes. But the way you do a backup is, let me see, what else am I forgetting? That's basically the program. That's basically how it works, you know. And let's do a backup. So we're going to hit the Alt key.
File up button.
Down arrow once.
Backup begins.
And we hit enter there.
Making backup file room 5.5.20.6.7.51.49am. Menu closed. Identities. Check box. Checked.
So now what we are here is if you tap once.
Okay button.
You're going to hear okay. But here's the interesting thing. This is what I like about the program. If you shift tab once, you're going to be on a list view.
Identities. Check box. Checked.
And the first thing you hear is identities. Depending on how many identities you have. On your, you know, for your usage, here you have full control of what you want backed up. Okay, so the first thing we have is identities, which is check, and all you gotta do, you don't have to worry about nothing else. You just go down arrow.
To Mexican, check box, check.
Okay, that's another identity because he puts them in like a tree view. So in my case, I have three identities. I have main identity, I have the Mexican, and if I tap down arrow, I should have another one.
Messages, checkbox, checked.
Well, let me see here.
To Mexican, checkbox, identities, checkbox.
Okay, I should have three. Okay, you know what it is? Okay, what it does, it puts it on a tree view, but it deals with each identity first. Okay, so this is main identity.
To Mexican, checkbox, checked.
The Mexican, which is checked. If you don't want it, backed up, all you would have to do is do a spacebar.
Space, unchecked.
Okay, and that's all. You keep moving on, but I do. So we'll go ahead, spacebar.
Space. Checked.
And then you go down arrow.
Messages. Checkbox. Checked.
Messages. That's if you want to, you know, back up your email. Some people like that. For this purpose, for this demo, let's leave it. But if I don't want it backed up, I can do spacebar.
Space. Unchecked.
And it won't do it. But I do.
Space. Checked.
So go down arrow.
Accounts. Checkbox. Checked.
Accounts is checked. So, you know, you leave it like that. Down arrow.
Message rules. Checkbox. Checked.
Message rules. If you have, like, already rules for your Outlook Express, you can back those up, too. I don't have any, so it doesn't matter. But it's checked. So, I leave it like that. You can, remember, you have full control. You can check and uncheck whatever. So, down arrow.
Block senders list. Checkbox. Checked.
Even if you have a block senders list, you can, you know, back it up, too. I don't know if I have one, but, you know. It's checked, so I leave it like that. Down arrow.
Signatures. Checkbox. Checked.
Even you can back up your signatures if you have them. Down arrow.
Settings. Checkbox. Checked.
Your settings, like, you know, your Outlook settings, like if you have to delete when you close Outlook, or when you, if you have not to add whoever writes you to your address book, it'll back up those two. Down arrow.
Main identity. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, now we're talking about my main identity here. You know, so it's checked. So if you don't want to, like, if you have four identities and you only want to backup two, you can uncheck the other ones so it won't backup the other ones. Because the more you backup, obviously the file is going to be, you know, bigger. So down arrow.
Messages. Checkbox. Checked.
So see, now what we're doing is we're dealing with another identity. So we have the same thing. Messages.
Accounts. Checkbox. Checked.
Accounts.
Message rules. Checkbox. Checked.
Message rules.
Block senders list. Checkbox. Checked.
Block senders list.
Signatures. Checkbox. Checked.
Signatures.
Settings. Checkbox. Checked.
Settings.
Typer 12. Checkbox. Checked.
That is the third one. Typer 12. That's what I use for my groups. So that's check. Now we're dealing with Typer 12. You're going to see the same thing because each identity has its own, you know, its own sender, block, oh my goodness, you know, messages and its own signatures and its own rules. So you're going to see the same thing.
Messages. Checkbox. Checked. Accounts. Checkbox. Checked.
And I'm just going down arrow. Remember, nothing tricky here.
Message rules. Checkbox. Checked. Block senders list. Checkbox. Checked. Signatures. Checkbox. Checked. Settings. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay.
Comment. Checkbox. Checked.
Comment. Honestly, I don't know what that is. Or maybe Windows is reading it funny. I'm using Windows for this demo, for the purpose. But I used it with JAWS, so I know it works with both. So now, if we hit down arrow here.
Address book, checkbox, checked.
Address book. If you have a Windows address book from within your Outlook, you can back that one up too. Down arrow.
My documents, checkbox, checked.
Your My Documents. Now, if you have a My Documents folder, you can actually back up the whole folder. You know, and that's one of the things that I really like. Not that I would want to back it up because I have a lot of music in there. But if I wanted to transfer stuff from one computer to another, this actually might be a good way to do it, for the fact that you don't have to copy your documents folder and try to fit it on a DVD and then go to the other computer and put it, you know, on the other computer, or a CD, depending how big your documents folder is. With this little program, you can back up your documents and you can actually, you know, just transfer it in a fly, just you know, back it up and then restore it on your other computer. I'm sorry, that's my clock. So then, that's my documents. It's checked, so I'm gonna uncheck it because I don't want it backed up. Otherwise, forget it.
Space, unchecked.
Okay, so down arrow.
Favorites, checkbox, checked.
Favorites. If you have already favorites saved on your Internet Explorer, or you know, you can actually back up those two. So that's a good thing to do if you have a lot, you know. So that's checked. So we'll leave it like that. Down arrow. Nothing else. So that's it. So basically, you know, once you tell the program, this is what I want you to back up, that's all you gotta do. Nothing, you know, nothing fancy. Nothing is pretty straightforward. That's what I liked about the program, and decided to show it to you guys. That's why it works out of the box with no scripts, no nothing. You know, it looks and may sound very simple, but in my opinion, it you know, it is very powerful program, for the simple fact that if you have a lot of messages or important emails that you may want to save, this program will actually back them up for you. So now you tap
okay button.
Okay, you have an okay. Tap
cancel C button.
Cancel if you want to cancel what we're doing.
Help page button.
Help.
Favorites. Checkbox. Check.
Favorites. We're back on the list. That's all we have here. So if we do one more time, okay.
Okay button.
And we do enter spacebar, it's going to start. So we do that.
Space. Important information. Continuously button.
And then the important information that he's telling you about
top left
is this.
Close all programs and windows before you start. To break up your data correctly, you have to close all open programs and windows before you start to break up your data. Any active programs or open windows may log the file you are going to. Break up or keep them open exclusively. This may result in incomplete breakup. Default continuously button. Default continuously button. Default continuously.
So that's it. Basically, it's telling you that if you have Outlook running or Internet Explorer, you know, you might want to close them. So just don't have nothing open, or you know, very few things. So you know, that's just a warning that it gives you. I don't know if there's a way to get rid of it, but it's good to have, I suppose. So tab
continuously button.
Continue
continuously button.
And that's the only button we have. So once we're here, we're here. So if we hit enter, it's gonna start backing up our stuff.
Space making backup.
You heard it. You said making backup. So it's doing that now. Basically, that's what the program is doing. It's backing everything. And if we use the window as cursor, let's see if we can hear anything here.
Default cancel C button. Default cancel C button.
Depending on how much stuff you have.
Goldway.
Depending how much.
Goldway.
How, I'm sorry. I'm using Goldway, by the way. Depending how much stuff you have, it can take a while. Okay, for the backup to complete. So I have a lot. I'm saving all my messages, so that may take a little while. So when the backup is completed, I'm gonna come back and we'll continue with this presentation. Okay, everybody. Okay, so we're back after doing the backup. My backup took about 15-20 minutes, but remember that it can take more or it can take less depending on how much stuff do you have. You know, maybe if you don't save your email, maybe it'll take less. Some people just like to, you know, save their favorites or whatever. So you can, you know, pretty much decide that on your own. But when the program finishes, okay, when it finishes doing the backup, let's alt tab to that window.
Information. Okay.
And this is what you're gonna have on the screen.
Top left. Backup completed successfully. Default. Okay. Button. Default. Okay. Button.
And you can click OK with your JAWS or Windows cursor, or you can tab.
Okay, button. Okay, button.
And that's the only choice you'll see. So, enter or spacebar.
Space. Easy Outlook Express Makeup. Easy Outlook Express Makeup. 5/5/2067/5149 AM. Size 278,128,135. 1 of 2. Let's view.
See, now in my case, I got two backups. I got one from today and one from yesterday. And if you do one today, one tomorrow, and one, you know, the day after, they're gonna go in order. So on the top, I'm gonna have my backup from the 5th. And if I go down arrow, I should have my backup from the 4th.
5/4/2065/5/2018 AM. Size 269,129,966. 2/2.
If I go up arrow once.
5/5/2067/5149 AM. Size 274,028,135. 1/2.
So basically, it tells you what time you started it, in case you need to make reference to. So you got two backups over here. We're not gonna restore because there's really no point. But if you choose a backup, let's say you want, you know, the 5th one, you select it.
5/4/2067.
You know, just select it with the arrow, up or down arrow.
5/5/2067/5149 AM. Size 274,028,135. 1/2.
It's selected, so now you tab.
Backup button.
Backup. One more time.
Restore button.
Restore. So if you hit spacebar or enter there, it would restore your backup. So if you wanna transfer this backup to another computer, all you will need to do is you know, put in the file or transfer it with a cable, whatever, to the other computer, or put it on a CD or a floppy or DVD or, you know, and save it that way. So that's basically how the program works. If you tab
delete button.
Delete, you can delete a backup. You know, let's go to my backup from the 4th. Let's tab one more time.
Explore button.
Explore. We don't want to do that. Tab.
Options button.
Options. Tab.
Home button.
Home.
Help button.
Help.
5/5/2067/5149 AM.
And we're back at the list view. So if I go to the 4th with down arrow.
5/5/2065/5218 AM. Size 269,129,966. 2/2.
Okay.
5/5/2065/5/4.
So let's say we want to delete. So then you tab.
Backup button. Restore button. Delete button.
You hit spacebar.
Space. Okay. Button. Dialog. Confirm. Delete backup. Okay. 5/5/2065/5218 AM from your disk. Default. Okay. Button. Cancel. Button.
So you just tab. You only have two choices here. You have
cancel button.
Cancel and
okay button.
So that's all. So you do spacebar. on OK, or cancel, whichever, we'll do OK.
Space, Easy Outlook Express Breakup, 5520675149 AM, size, 274,028,135, 1, list view.
And that's the only backup you have. So, I mean, if you make a backup today and one tomorrow, you know, you might want to keep them for a little while, but I don't see what the purpose of the backup is, because, you know, you may not need them. I mean, what for? You always want to keep the most recent one. And the thing that I wanted to also say is that, you know, this program works really good. Like I said, I really like it. It does an awesome job on backing up the stuff. I haven't tried, you know, the restore, because, you know, I don't see, I mean, what for, you know. But when you hit restore, it's going to automatically start restoring everything. So that's you know, that's all there is to it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little demo or this little presentation that I did, and I hope I didn't make too many mistakes. If I did, you know, please forgive me. This is my first time doing this. But I'll leave my contact info in case any of you, you know, would like to ask me any questions, or would like to simply, you know, call or write to say hello. That's fine as well. So my name is Juan Sosa, okay, and my email address is typer12. That's TYPER, the number 12, at Comcast, comcast.net. Also, my Skype, if anyone would like to add me, is Mexican2004. And if any of you would like to leave a voicemail or a comment, my number is area code 505-514-0241. That's 505-514-0241. And that's all that I would like to say about the program. There's nothing else that I can think of at the moment. But I want to thank all of you for listening. And also, the creator of, you know, Cool Tech, for allowing me to share this with all of you. And thank you very much, and everyone have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Build wave.